And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Cass City Junior and Senior High School is reminding students and families about cell phone and electronic device rules as the new school year gets underway. Students in grades 7th through 12th are expected to remain device-free during the school day from 7:56 a.m. until 2:56 p.m. Phones and other personal electronic devices must be turned off or silenced and stored in lockers. There is one difference for lunch periods. 7th to 8th grade students must remain device-free during lunch, while students in grades 9th through 12th may use phones during lunch only. The policy also covers smartwatches, wireless earbuds and headphones, MP3 or audio devices, and other Bluetooth or similar electronic devices. Violations are cumulative throughout the school year. Consequences begin with a warning and parent contact, followed by escalating penalties that can include detention and requiring a parent to pick up the device. After a fifth violation, the device can be held until the end of the school day for the remainder of the semester. School officials say refusing to surrender a device may result in a one-day suspension. And Jared Cash Butterfield appeared in Huron County District Court entering no contest pleas to two counts of assault and battery. The charges involved two separate incidents with different victims, a fellow inmate and a police officer. Butterfield's attorney, Richard Schaff, stated the no contest plea was entered to address potential civil liability. Judge Ferris accepted the pleas after reviewing the complaints. Under the terms of the agreement, Butterfield will face fines, costs, and time served with no probation. The court has scheduled sentencing for this Thursday at 9 a.m. via Zoom. Prosecutors are currently working to notify the victims to ensure compliance with the Crime Victims' Rights Act. And a final pretrial hearing took place today for Joseph William Pierce, who faces charges including the fraudulent use of building contract funds. During the proceedings, the court addressed the jury instructions for that count. The judge pointed out that the proposed language failed to include the statutory requirement of intent to defraud. Both the prosecution and the defense agreed to submit a corrected instruction before the trial begins. The court also confirmed that the existing defense witness list, which includes the defendant's wife, remains valid. The defense is expected to provide an updated list to the prosecution by next Monday. The trial is set to begin on September 29th. And we will be right back after this message from Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
Siding and Building Repair for your new roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.